broadcasting live from the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios. This is Saturday Tailgate with Josh Cohen on ESPN 106.3. Listen live worldwide on the ESPN app and on your smart speaker by saying play ESPN West Palm. Here's Josh Cohen.
Because every day above ground is a good day. It's just a Saturday's still for the boys. And a Stanley Cup Saturday at that. A Hard Rock bet. The only place you can legally bet on sports, including the Stanley Cup, including Game 4 tonight. Hard Rock bet, legal in Florida. It is Saturday Tailgate with JC. That's me, Brian McLovin-Rowitz. Nice enough to join. Damian Perez producing on, as I said, a Stanley Cup potential closeout Saturday. You actually, McLovin, you went to Game 3 in the arena, even though the game is being played in Edmonton. You watched it there on the TV.
Right. There was no team there, but there was ice, there was glass, and we all watched together.
And you said the place was packed.
It was jam-packed. Like, I've been there in the past where there were fewer people than were there Thursday.
You went to a
night.
Real game where there were NHL teams playing.
Yes.
And there were fewer fans than there were last night to watch it on the video screen.
100%.
Did they lower the scoreboard to make it easier to watch?
Nope. It was a normal spot. The ice was there. They also had the player tracker on the ice, which was, I don't know how that works, but it's amazing.
So they're projecting onto the ice
numbers and circles, and you see the puck moving, and they're where they are on the screen. It's like, I don't get it.
So it's like a video game that's being projected on the ice from above.
Yes.
And so you're fascinated by that.
It was pretty cool, yes.
And you're there with your 8-year-old.
Yeah, I was where both boys, the 5-year-old fell asleep in the third period.
Okay.
He did correctly predict 4-3, though. He told me that early on. I should have hit up the Hard Rock
Between the two of you, I mean, all of your, last Saturday on this show, all of your picks, including that 8-1 parlay, cashed.
It did.
And then I gave first period goal. And over 2.5 goals.
Uh-huh.
And if a team is up by 2 heading into the third period, yes, they'll score a goal, which happened with 7.8 seconds left.
I think even less than that. I think it was like 4
it was
seconds.
It was 4.8. Yes. Yeah. But I was like, never in doubt. two of the three bets cashed on that. Uh-huh. Never in doubt. Hard Rock Bet. Download the app now. Go to hardrock.bet. More details. But remember, if your first bet doesn't win, the first bet you make, you get up to $100 back to try again at no risk.
And they're all around the arena at Amerant Bank Arena, getting people to sign up with those new no-risk bets. Like, it's easy to just do it there and have money riding on this game.
It's awesome. So what's fascinating to me is that, Thursday night you were at the game for game number 3.
I think I'm going to do it again tonight.
Even though you're not at the game, you're just there watching from the arena, but you said that you got to sit right front row against the glass.
We were first row behind the net, or there was no actual net, behind the crease on the glass.
Because nobody wants to sit there.
100% yes.
Because you have to crank your neck all the way back to look straight up. It's like you're looking at a skyscraper in New York City to be able to watch it on the screen.
Yeah.
Your son chose the seat?
I did. I tried to explain to her, like, Sean, you realize there's no one else sitting here. Like, there's a lot of people here, but these few rows, there's no one here. He's like, yeah, but we're first row. Like, I bang on the glass. I'm like, all right.
Did you take pictures? Like, we're at the glass?
Yes.
All right.
So
he's going to learn at the movie theater, if he's still, there are movie theaters.
Yeah, I guess that's fair.
That the least desirable seats are the ones closest.
Right.
Right. And it's fascinating because game 2, everybody wanted to sit where you were.
Right.
But now game 3, where there's no game being played, watch on the TV, nobody wants to sit where you are.
But he did get to bang on the glass when the pretend players were right in front of us.
That's fun.
When their numbers were right in front of us, he banged on the glass
That's
at them.
Fun.
Yes.
Does he know which numbers are whom?
He knows the Panthers.
Is he like, ooh, that's Leon Draisaitl? Ooh.
He's pretty good with the Panthers. Like, my dad watched one of the Rangers games with him, and he's like, how does he know all these guys? And my dad then tried listening on the radio. He was like, I don't know who anyone is.
He knows pucks.
Yeah.
He's 8 years old. He knows pucks.
This is perfect for, like, the bandwagging and building the fan. Like, I remember as a child, the 97 World Series, and my parents waking me up to watch them beat the Indians and then the Marlins, unfortunately.
When you were a little boy?
Yeah, I was 10.
And you were sleeping?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, here's what I remember. I had a blonde chick over to the place. And I'm watching Game 7 of the World Series on NBC.
Yeah.
Bob Costas, right? Off Nagy's glove? Was it Nagy? Yeah.
Yes, right at the middle.
Off Renteria. Nagy's glove into center field. Uh-huh. The Florida Marlins have won the World Series.
Yeah.
So it's coming down to it. It's coming down to it. This blonde was over my place. And all of a sudden, my stomach started going. And I was like, oh, hell no. I didn't know that girl this well. I didn't know that girl that well.
Yeah, okay.
And I'm like, oh, come, please, for the love of God. And my stomach starts to go. And so I was like, yeah, you got to go.
Yeah.
I literally sent her, you got to go. I kick her out of my place. I grab my Sony Watchman. It'll be graphic, but I've got a black and white Sony Watchman that I'd had since like seventh grade.
Okay.
And so I now have to go to the restroom and I watch the Florida Marlins make history and win the World Series for the first time in franchise history in just their, what, fourth year of existence?
Yeah, they started 93, right? So fourth, fifth year.
Fifth season, I guess. I'm watching it on a 2-inch black and white screen, a Sony Watchman that operates on 4 AA batteries.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I remember coming downstairs in my PJs and watching that one. It's a little bit different.
I'd rather have done it your way. I remember, you know that feeling that you get that tells you like, oh, it's a bad time right now.
Yeah, this ain't going to work.
The worst place, I mean, like obviously on a date, not ideal. At home on a date, not as bad.
Right.
But what about like when you're on a plane and you're about to take off?
Oh, no.
Folks, it's a captain speaking. We're on the tarmac. Everyone want to remain seated. And you, that rumble in your stomach and tells you like, oh, Jesus, Lord, no.
It's also the worst, like the long road trip when you hit that stretch where you know there's no stopping anytime soon.
Oh, boy.
The kids are very good at that also. Like, hey, I got to go. It's like, no.
Where?
Yeah, that's not going to work.
Have to put them in diapers.
Uh-huh.
Trevor Lawrence got paid. Take a listen, Ian Rappaport, NFL Network, when this deal broke on Thursday. Listen.
The new highest paid quarterback in the NFL alongside Joe Burrow, 5 years, $275 million. That is the deal that the Jaguars and their former number one overall pick, Trevor Lawrence, agreed to. $55 million per year, $200 million guaranteed, $142 million fully. This deal done by agent Jay Corey of MGC Sports. It's $37.5 million just to sign his name.
It's $37.5 million just to sign his name. That's it. Just to sign his name.
That's impressive.
Again, Adam Schefter confirming Jaguars. Trevor Lawrence, 5-year, $275 million extension. $200 million is guaranteed, Brian. $142 million he receives at signing.
Wow.
When you hear that number, the first thing you think is of whom?
It's locally. It's Tua. It's the Tua. Dolphins. Yes. Because he's next, we think.
Will he get less or will he get more than Trevor Lawrence did?
I think the fact that we don't have a deal yet means he might get less.
Really?
Yeah, that's what it feels like. And it's weird because Joe Forenbaum brought it up. He said right now when it comes to those high numbers, it's are you good and are you doing extension?
Right.
And ultimately then you become the highest paid. I don't know if the Dolphins believe that Tua is good.
Let me give you another name. Dak Prescott. Will he get less or will he get more than Trevor Lawrence just did?
I feel like he ultimately gets more.
And by the way, the Cowboys should have got theirs done prior to this. Because what happens now is so the market resets.
Yep.
And you look at Trevor Lawrence and you say, how many playoff games has he won? Well, there was that Chargers situation and the comeback, remember?
Right. Yeah,
Don't forget that. And he's had moments where you thought he's the guy. And then he's had moments where you thought... He's another guy.
Right.
There's a difference between the guy and another guy. Jag is what Steve Smith calls them, right? Just another guy. Tua, you say, comes in less than this number, if at all.
Right.
And Dak, you think, comes in above this number. But what's if the Miami Cowboys and Dak Prescott are colluding so that Dak can come to Miami and make way more than this, and they're willing to just let Tua go?
The colluding thing is weird because I do feel like owners colluded with the Deshaun Watson where it's like, okay, that's never going to happen again.
Of course they did.
And that's why that we don't see that anymore. That wasn't a market setter. I don't know. I just feel like both these teams are willing to just move on at this point, which is weird. And Jerry thinks he knows best and the Dolphins don't truly believe in Tua. But you're in that weird range where if your quarterback's in the middle, can you upgrade without them?
See, it's not what Dak says and doesn't say that affects me. It's what his family does.
Yeah.
Because Dak is going to always say the right thing.
Yes.
He's always going to do the right thing. But you know, if your brother is happy,
right.
If you know that your brother's getting treated right, if you know that things are right, you're not on social media tweeting at First Take.
Right.
You're not on social media talking about, I wish he would leave. And then you got CeeDee Lamb's mother saying, get my boy out of there too. you start to go, something's wrong here. Yeah, I mean, listen.
But isn't that just a reflection of Jerry? Like, it feels like it's all around the Cowboys. So, like, if that's who you're looking at as the leader and he doesn't stay quiet.
Yeah, I mean, it can be. You know, I was on the air daily basis, home team, during the period of the Deshaun Watson thing, in which he got acquitted of the charges. And then the next week had the biggest deal in NFL history, literally 1 week apart. And I said, this is the worst contract in NFL history.
Yeah.
It will never be emulated and or duplicated. And when the Lamar Jackson sweepstakes was coming round, I said, Lamar's got to get it through his head. He's not going to get a fully guaranteed deal at the numbers because nobody ever else is ever again.
Right.
The NFL's business partners, people don't understand that. Well, the Browns let them do what they want. The Cowboys and the Browns and the Seahawks and the Dolphins, and they're all business partners. They all are 1/32nd of a pie. And if the Cowboys sell $20 billion worth of merchandise and the Jags sell $150 of merchandise, guess what? They split the revenue evenly.
Right.
Evenly. So the Jags make out huge on that. The owners knew that the Browns were idiots. Jimmy and D. Haslam, and they told them, you idiots. Look what you've done. Yeah. Look at the position you've put us in. And so the Browns immediately became the most hated owners in the league amongst their business partners. But we've not seen a deal come anywhere close to fully guaranteed like that. Terms like that. It was a desperation move by an organization that's been wrong time and time and time and time, and particularly the quarterback position, since Bernie Kosar.
Right.
It's the last time they had a franchise quarterback. And that, by the way, was 40 years ago.
But that's what causes you to do desperate things. Like, when you're in that middle of the pack, like, it's so hard to say, oh, is it enough? Like,
you're in the middle.
Right. As a Raiders fan, with Derek Carr, he was good, but it was one of those, like, well, if you get rid of him, are you going to get better? And that's why it was 9 years of Derek Carr just being good.
Right. You'd rather be at the bottom?
Yes.
Look, here's the hierarchy. You'd rather be at the top.
Yeah, that does help. Yeah.
It's good to be at the top.
Having Mahomes helps.
Yeah, Patrick Mahomes, Chiefs, that's ideal.
Yeah.
The next best place to be, and it sounds counterintuitive, is at the very bottom.
Uh-huh.
Because if you're just kind of in the middle there, you don't know, are we rebuilding? Are we reloading?
Right.
What should we be doing? What we should be doing is seeing if the Dolphins start to move here with Tua. Because if someone else gets a deal before he does, you'll know they're not interested.
Right.
They're truly not interested. Let us continue on. J.J. Redick scheduled to interview this weekend. Today as well in Los Angeles with the Lakers. If he says no to the Lakers, if J.J. Redick says, we're not going to get into that per se, but J.J. Redick, Lakers, you got a chance to be the new Riley, the handsome young. You almost get the feeling that it's better for him, if he's offered the job, to pass, because then for his brand and for his legacy and legend that comes with the, oh my goodness, like, if he has the opportunity, it almost seems like it'd be better for him to say no.
Yeah, it's a weird spot because, like, a lot of times, like, I feel like with Hurley, where if he would have taken it, there'd be college jobs waiting for him. Like, this might be one and done for Redick. Like, if he's stuck with the Lakers, you don't get another head coaching job off of that. You have to work your way back up. Like, it's an unconventional approach he's taken right now.
It's a strange time.
Yeah.
In the NBA. It's a strange time with head coaching. The Lakers brand isn't what it was, and it was supposed to be, you know, not foolproof, but it was supposed to be protected from things like guys not wanting that gig. Yeah. It's supposed to be, because it's the Lakers' job.
Right.
Like the Yankees' job.
Right.
Like the Notre Dame job. If the team's good or bad, doesn't matter, because the brand is the brand is the brand.
But does that even matter anymore? Like, when the dollars are what they are in college sports, do you need to chase the Lakers?
That's the point. Or even accept the Lakers.
Right.
But it does seem strange that LeBron and he begin a podcast late in the season.
Yes.
The timing of that is surreal, unreal.
Yeah.
And according to Stephen A., it is, as he said, what was the term that he used?
I forgot the term he used, but it was
blasphemous?
But from a Darvin Ham perspective, like, correct, that much suck. Or it's like, wait, who are you talking to? You're talking about me here. But that's LeBron with every head coach outside of Spo.
But starting a podcast between the player and the broadcaster who you are interviewing for the job while doing the show together at the end of the season when the coach is going to get fired is really disrespectful.
Yes, it is.
We rewind this earlier this week. It was, I believe, Wednesday night following game 3. Brian Windhorst going off an in on Luka Doncic. The game, by the way, that Doncic followed out of the NBA Finals. Take a listen to Windy.
Luka and Kyrie combined for actually more than Tatum and Brown did, but Luka fouls out late. I just wonder your reaction to that whole sequence.
Yeah, I thought it was perfect that Luka fell onto the ground there in an unacceptable position to put himself in with 4 minutes left with five fouls, and then immediately looks at the bench and says, "You better bleeping challenge it," as if it's the bench's fault that he just made a terrible play.
Windy, not mincing words.
No.
He continues. Listen.
I'm standing here in the Mavericks tunnel. Over there is the Celtics tunnel. That's where the winners are. If Luka's ever going to be a winner coming out of this tunnel here, he is going to have to use this, have what's happened in this finals as a learning experience. His defensive performance is unacceptable. He is a hole on the court. The Celtics are attacking him. They are ahead in this series because they have attacked him.
What the hell did you just say?
What the hell did you just say? Today being presented by the 2024 Boca Raton Bowl. Kicking off the 11th season Tuesday, December 17th, FAU Stadium. Two of the best teams in the group of five will battle it out for their shot at the title. All information at BocaRatonBowl.com. Follow along on Twitter at Boca Bowl, Facebook.com/Boca Bowl for more updates. It's the 2024 Boca Raton Bowl. Now with the date, Tuesday, December 17th at FAU Stadium. But wait, there's more. Windy, continue.
Defensively, and you've got a situation here where Luka is complaining about the officiating. They have begged him, they have talked with him, they have pleaded with him. He is costing his team because of how he treats the officials. He's a brilliant player. He does so many things well. They are here because of how he did. His performance in this game is unacceptable and the reason why the Mavericks are not going to win. He's got to get over this, and the fact that he came out after the game and blamed the officials showed me he's nowhere close yet. So maybe over the summer somebody will get to him, because nobody with the Mavericks or anybody else in his life has. And that's where the Mavericks are at this point. They're never going to get to this tunnel with the trophy if he doesn't improve those aspects of his game.
When you heard Windy go in and go off, as he did with Scott Van Pelt, following the Game 3 Mavericks loss, you thought what?
Why did Luka upset him? Like, what is going on there?
It feels emotional.
It does.
It feels personal.
He's more reporter, like, fact-based.
Thank you.
That was not that.
He is a reporter and a journalist.
Yes.
But in this spot, he became an analyst and a critic.
He became Stephen A.
And I went in on this on yesterday's questionable call. For those that don't know, JC, that's me, questionable call, new episodes Monday, Wednesday, Friday, only on YouTube. 15 minutes each episode. Funny, fast, and insightful. Subscribe now. Open your YouTube. Subscribe at questionable call. Watch the new episode from yesterday. I said that on questionable call. Wendy's a reporter journalist who suddenly became an analyst and a critic.
Yes. Like the defensive thing, the referee, it was very odd and like uncharacteristic of him, where maybe there's more to that relationship that we don't know of, but.
Or maybe he's so frustrated in watching this opportunity. Yeah. You know, we've never seen Windy like this.
No.
Never.
And it is frustrating to watch someone like Luka. Like literally when you're sitting there and the play's on the other side of the court, it's like, you're costing your team here, buddy.
Yeah. When we come back, we're going to get into Robert Saleh and why Rodgers was actually missing from Jets mandatory camp. Plus, Joey Chestnut, you know the news. We got a little bit of insight into what the hell is happening, and people don't be fooled by it. We'll explain. And you got your wrestling rewind, the headlines of the week, that is. We'll get all that coming up next. First, though, a reminder, Brain Matters Research, making your memories matter. People remember, if you're 50 and above, quick memory screening is supposed to be part of your annual routine checkup. And if you're not 50 and above, tell the people that you know and love that are. It is so important to keep your independence and not rely on others. Memory diseases like dementia, the leading form of Alzheimer's, can start 15, even 20 years before symptoms arrive. These are wonderful people at Brain Matters Research. They don't charge for anything. You don't need insurance. Nothing costs a dime. They don't have a cash register. They couldn't sell you anything. They're doing research. Preventative studies. Two new groundbreaking FDA-approved treatments for Alzheimer's that show ability to stabilize progression and restore some issues. You cannot put a price on your memories. You cannot put a price on the time with your family and loved ones. And knowing who you and they are and having that dignity for the remainder of your days. I want you to go online. They got offices in Palm Beach County and the Treasure Coast. Go to memoryscreeningsflorida.com. Memoryscreenings, it's plural, Florida.com. Again, Palm Beach County, Treasure Coast. And also, ask about how they can come out to your events and screen quick and easy. seniors and people that are 50 and above at your local events. Brain Matters Research. Wonderful people doing amazing work. Brain Matters Research, making your memories matter. The truth about Aaron Rodgers and his absence. Joey Chestnut, what do you need to understand about why it is he's allegedly banned from the 4th of July hot dog eating contest? We'll get that next. It's Saturday Tailgate with JC on ESPN 106.3.
Live from the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios, this is Saturday Tailgate with Josh Cohen on ESPN 106.3. Listen live worldwide on the ESPN app and on your smart speaker by saying play ESPN West Palm. Here's Josh Cohen.
It is Saturday Tailgate with JC alongside Brian McLovin-Rowitz and Damian Perez. It is a Stanley Cup Saturday. Stanley Cup Saturdays. It's our last one regardless.
Yeah.
Yeah. Regardless, presented by Hard Rock Bet, the only place that you can legally bet on sports in Florida. And a billion ways to play and win live and before the game and between periods on this hockey game and everything else happening in sports, including UFC tonight. Details further coming shortly. We're going to find out. We're about to take a little road trip to Jets training camp. Because we know who's not there, or at least wasn't earlier this week. We'll hear from Robert Saleh in just a moment. Which reminds us, speaking of road trips, it's that time of the year. It's road trip time. It's vacation time. It's more time in the car going places. SLBT.com. St. Lucie Battery and Tire. Now with 18 locations from West Palm through the Treasure Coast. This is about more than getting tires and batteries for your car. Or getting batteries for your RV, side-by-side, boats, any and all things that need batteries. This is a time of year where it freaking rains every day. And you're on the highway, and you start to slip and slide. You start to feel that hydroplane. That's the sickest feeling in your stomach, is it not?
Yep.
Do not get that feeling, because that feeling means it's time for tires. We're guys. We like to stretch things as long as possible. I can wait. Maybe your wife's car, your daughter's car, your girlfriend's car, your car, taking longer to start. That means the battery's dying. See how long we can make it. Think about the wife, the daughter, the girlfriend, stranded somewhere at night because the car won't start. Pretty sick feeling again. Get this taken care of. St. Lucie Battery and Tire, the home of honest, reliable service in 1970. It's about relationships. They know everything their customers drive, what it needs, what it doesn't. They don't want to find things that are wrong to sell you. They want the opposite. They want as few things necessary as possible to get you in and get you out. That's how they operate. That is the relationship business. And that's how you grow from one location to 18 since 1970. Because you take care of families by taking care of people. It becomes generational. They know what you drive, what it needs, what it's had, and what it doesn't. They're the good people. Go to SLBT.com. SLBT.com. St. Lucie Battery and Tire remains the home of honest, reliable service since 1970. Aaron Rodgers missing from Jets mandatory camp. Head coach Robert Saleh had this to say.
Aaron and I spoke before OTA started. He's been very good in communication. He's been here the entire time. It's inexcused, he had an event that was very important to him, which he communicated.
All right. Saleh said it was an event that was important to him, which he communicated. Doesn't mean it's excused.
Right.
But he communicated, I'm going to be doing this. All right. Then Saleh followed up by saying this.
He was here yesterday, so he came through yesterday. He had his physical. He did the multimedia day or the media day and all that stuff. So he was, but like I said, he had something that was very important to him. And if it's important to him, it's important to us.
If it's important to him, it's important to us. We heard other players echoing that, repeating that exact statement. When you hear Saleh say, if it's important to him, it's important to us, what does that mean to you?
It means Saleh is just trying to distance himself from Rodgers. Like, he could have very easily not put that information out there. I'm like, oh, yeah, Aaron's not here. We knew that.
But by saying if it's important to him, it's important to us, isn't it saying we approve this? We endorse this?
But you said it's not excused.
Well, technically it is, because he explains technically you can't excuse a trip. You can't excuse, because you know on the calendar the dates that you cannot be going, right, coming somewhere.
Yes.
If it's important to him, it's important to us, means we put our arm around him. It's literally a show of solidarity.
I don't know, it feels like the PR of trying to massage the Rodgers ego. And Salah knows he's getting fired, so he's trying to distance himself from Rodgers.
This is a case of a coach trying not to make a thing out of something, and by trying to just act normal, is acting very unnormal.
Yes.
He's drawing attention.
Yes.
I gave this on Questionable Call, which you should be subscribing to. That's my new show, Monday, Wednesday, Friday episodes exclusively, only on YouTube. It's a clip reaction show. If you haven't, please, I'd love to have you with us. Subscribe on YouTube at Questionable Call. And watch Wednesdays from this week's show. I explain. Salah trying to be inconspicuous makes him conspicuous.
Right.
Trying to just act normal, not make hope this thing doesn't become a thing, makes it become a thing.
Like, it was such a bigger deal because of his words. Like, yes, Rodgers is always a headline. Rodgers not being there is a headline. But he could have just very, like, oh, yeah, Aaron's not here. We knew it.
If it's important.
That was it.
Right. It's important to him. It's important to us. Is the way you say we're good with it because we're together. It's team unity. It's him saying Aaron's not mad at us. There's not a problem.
Yeah.
There's not discord.
It's the agreeing to disagree. Like, yeah, we don't exactly agree with what he's saying, but yeah, we're fine with it. It's like, fine, whatever. Like, that's what it comes off
the
as.
The first time he said it's important to him, he expressed that.
Yeah.
The second time he said it's important to him, it's important to us.
It just comes off as very like, yeah, whatever. Like, it's Aaron. Aaron's going to do Aaron things.
Marcus Spears on ESPN weighed in, sitting next to Jeff Darlington, on Rodgers' absence. Listen to what Marcus Spears said.
Well, the bottom line is, JD, it is excused. Because it's Aaron Rodgers. He can do what the hell he wants. He's been doing it since he got there, okay? This is his organization and his franchise.
It's his organization. It's his franchise.
Yeah.
He played four plays in franchise history. No, I'm sorry. Three plays.
Yeah.
Three plays in franchise. He got hurt on the fourth, right?
That's
how it was.
Yeah.
Four snaps. Yeah. It was a first down in there. Four plays in franchise history, but it's his franchise.
It is, though. Like, the guys they bring in, the buddies they bring in, like, it's a Rodgers team. Like, they are all in for better or worse.
What do you think he was doing? What do you think he really was doing? Where do you think he was, and what do you think he was doing?
I honestly can't wait to find out, because I do feel like it's going to be very laughable. There is stuff out there about a certain political person had a rally that night.
Did he?
Yes.
And was Rodgers there?
We don't know, but maybe it was that. Maybe he's in a cave somewhere. Like, yeah. Aaron's different.
Yeah, that's why I gave this sound. I wonder where he is. Let me paint the picture for you. Rodgers is somewhere in the mountains of Chile, Peru, or Ecuador. He is eating sticks of butter, tripping balls on mushrooms, and he is evacuating from all orifices simultaneously. Right. He's cleansing himself. What's that? What's the tradition called? What's whatever it's called?
Oh, yeah.
I don't want to be disrespectful. I'm not trying to be in any way. But it is some aspect of purging and cleansing yourself and consuming sticks of raw butter and hallucinogenic mind-altering substances so you can literally cleanse and clear your mind, your body, and your soul.
But do those things have hard deadlines? Like, you knew when camp was.
But that's when this thing is happening.
But could it happen another time?
No.
Like, they can't this move week, next Rodgers. Week?
No. It's not like you can attend when you want. When the thing is happening, that's the big... And they don't follow Jets football.
No, they don't?
And they're mandatory off-season workouts, apparently.
But apparently Aaron doesn't either.
Yeah. I think Aaron Rodgers likes us wondering. Because he could have said, guys, here's what it is, here's why it is.
Yeah.
He likes us talking, he likes us speculating, he's hoping people are wrong, say outlandish things, so he can come back and be like, it was my grandmother's funeral. You feel bad now?
That team feels like such a train wreck.
Keep in mind, this was planned.
Right.
So it's not grandma's funeral in all likelihood.
Train wreck waiting. But and it's going to be enjoyable to watch.
This was planned, and he told the organization, I know I'm supposed to be there. I'll just pay the fine. I don't think it's that big of a deal.
I don't know. Like, with Salah, he feels like a guy that, I mean, you've mentioned, he's very me also. Like, look at me. And now it's Rodgers' franchise, and he has to fall in line to that. Like, if he wants another job, he's almost saying, yeah, Aaron's doing his thing. Like, don't worry about him.
Wait until Rodgers actually makes a big boneheaded play. And someone goes, you know, if he would have been at that practice on June 11th, none of this would have happened. Forget his, you know, 20 years
right.
in the league. If he would have been at that practice on June 12th, none of this would have happened.
Missed a big day.
Yeah, big day. Big day. Meanwhile, the other big story from the week that was in this Saturday Tailgate Rewind, Joey Chestnut, when you got the news that he was banned, you had to be a little sad.
Yeah, I mean, that's one
He's
of
the show.
Yes, that's what 4th of July is about. You watch that, you get nauseous, and you watch. That's it.
Take a listen to a real broadcast professional break this news, because she reads this in a fashion, you're like, this is what professional broadcasters sound like. Listen.
This hot dog news from Coney Island is hard to swallow. Joey Chestnut, the champion of the annual July 4th Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Competition, is out this year over a deal he made to represent a different wiener brand. And not just any brand, but Impossible Foods, which recently launched a vegan frankfurter. Chestnut, who's won the Nathan's event 16 times, broke records with 76 hot dogs in 2021 and defended his title with 62 last year. Major League Eating, which runs Nathan's contest, said the organizers bent over backwards to meet Chestnut's various other demands. They even agreed to let him participate in a rival Labor Day dog eating fest to be taped by Netflix as long as no hot dog brand was mentioned. But they drew the line on letting Chestnut pitch for a different dog. A source said Chestnut was paid $200,000 to appear in Nathan's contest last year and was offered a $1.2 million four-year contract going forward.
It kind of seems and feels like a publicity stunt. It kind of seems and feels like there's more to this and everybody's in on it. But if Nathan's Hot Dog is not adding a vegan, a vegetarian, a plant-based product, and it's not Impossible providing it, because there's a possibility that those two are going to say, hey, we're going to team up together and we're going to do the, then this could all be a publicity stunt for that. We know that Joey Chestnut is going to do the Netflix, he versus Kobayashi, mano a mano event for Labor Day weekend. But, this event without Joey Chestnut doesn't really feel like an event.
Right. And I feel like from a Chestnut perspective, he's getting more money out of it. He's getting the publicity for the Netflix thing. And even like some of the words like banned and barred from it, like it's getting him more headlines for that Labor Day event when the rules are the rules, obviously, even though they don't make sense, because I feel like if you're eating Impossible hot dogs, you're not eating Nathan. Like it's different crowds.
Well, no, I mean, it's a direct competitor. The Impossible vegan hot dog is going to take market share from the Nathan's hot dog. It absolutely, the big winner in this, and I said this on Questionable Call, the big winner in this is Impossible Meats.
Yes.
Because now you've got people saying, look, I didn't even know they did a freaking plant-based hot dog. We should buy some. We should try some because the doctor said this. That, or so-and-so, you know, doesn't eat meat. They're coming over. We're having the pool party. We're going on the, we're doing the cookout. The big winner in this is Impossible. It's not their event.
Right. No, they definitely
got,
win.
They got their whole Joey Chestnut endorsement three-year deal paid off with 1 week's news cycle.
Yeah, I agree with that. I just feel like the people that are eating plant-based hot dogs are already not eating Nathan's. Like, if you're Nathan's, you've already lost them. Yes, but you've already lost them. So now they're going to Impossible. They're getting the brand share.
Right,
there.
But Nathan's is like, we don't want more people leaving.
Okay,
going
yeah,
to-
that's fair.
Come on, Brian.
Yeah, I don't know.
The dude endorses a different, like this is a, it's a company specific branded their event, and your biggest star is now saying, I don't eat those anymore. I only eat these now.
I haven't thought about them teaming up, the Nathan's and Impossible. Like,
yes.
That feels like we're a couple weeks away from that announcement. Joey's back. And also you can buy Impossible hot dogs at Nathan's.
Impossible's now available at Nathan's.
That feels like
the path we're
going.
When that happens, you'll know. That I was in the whole time.
By the way, there.
Barstool Sports did a bracket of the corniest athlete of all time.
Okay.
You were on JC and the home team. We had all the brackets during the pandemic. Corniest athlete of all time. Let's go left side of the bracket.
Okay.
Russell Wilson versus Bryson DeChambeau.
Russ.
That's tough.
Yeah, but Russ is.
Russ is the number one seed for a reason. Yes. Russ advances. Yes. Kirk Cousins and Dylan Brooks in an 8-9 matchup.
I feel like
Dylan Brooks is corny.
Yeah.
Kirk Cousins is just dorky.
Yeah, but I feel like Cousins tries too hard. Like the grill and the chain, like.
Too corny for you?
Yeah.
All right. Travis Kelce versus Carl Anthony Towns. Travis Kelce was super cool.
Yeah.
But now he is a little bit. He's a little corny now.
He is. And I'm trying to think even like. Cat, like he doesn't come off as like corny. I guess
nerdy.
Different. Yeah.
Travis Kelce?
I guess so, yeah.
The 5-12 matchup, RG3 versus Andrew Luck.
Ooh.
Andrew Luck is just a dork.
Yes, right. He RG3, is who he is.
RG3 is corny.
Yes.
Let's go to the right side of the bracket. The 2-15 matchup is LeBron versus Tim Tebow.
Ooh.
Corniest.
That is rough.
I think Tebow's authentic. He's just that guy.
He is.
And LeBron is the furthest thing from authentic.
Right, that is accurate.
So LeBron goes corny. Jason Tatum, the 7 seed. Caleb Williams, the 10 seed. Jason Williams has this kind of chip on his shoulder thing.
Yeah, Tatum's pretty corny. I think I go Tatum. Like all the Kobe stuff.
The 3-14 matchup is Steph Curry versus Gronk. I don't think Steph Curry's corny.
I don't think Gronk is. Gronk's fun. Gronk doesn't know any better, I feel like.
So he's like Levitard said back in the day.
Yes.
He's a polar bear. They taught how to catch footballs.
Exactly.
All right. The 6-11 matchup, J.J. Watt versus Tom Brady. Corniest athlete.
That's another J. J. tough Watt. One. Yeah, J.J. takes it, though.
J.J. Watt will rescue someone from a burning car, but first we'll give his phone to someone.
Yes.
And be like, hit record.
Yeah.
Here, let me hit record. Let me frame it. All right.
Just hold the car's burning. He's like, nope, make sure you get the right lighting.
Yeah. And then I'll pull him out.
Uh-huh.
All right. Maybe next time we'll take it down to the Final Four. Maybe. We got a wrestling rewind. I'm trying to find the button here. I don't know where it is. You got your theme music here. Maybe Damian can find it. It's the Undertaker bed. But regardless, wrestling rewind, Brian McLovin Rowitz. No pressure, but today it is being presented by Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys at 1-800-747-FREE, 800-747-3733. Take back control of your life.
All right. Three biggest headlines today. We'll start off some plans for you before watching the Panthers sweep the cup. 2:00 today on the Peacock app. Clash at the Castle from Scotland.
Is that why it's 2:00?
Yeah,
because it's 8:00 there?
Yes. WWE is very big on going international, going overseas. A lot of these shows start mid-afternoon now, which I guess you're used to from a UFC standpoint, but yep. 2 p.m. today.
Wow.
Free agency, always a big story, even in pro wrestling. Ricochet about to be a free agent.
Is it Rick Cachet?
No, Ricochet. Like you ricochet off something.
Oh, I thought his name was Rick, as in Richard, and last name Cachet.
No, or O'Shea, Rick O'Shea.
Rick O'Shea.
Yeah.
That's what it should be.
It should.
Play Irish, Ricochet, and then play the Rick bounce off thing.
So he's a free agent. He's a lot of fun to watch in the ring. And finally, AEW, Swerve, Ospreay, two of the best wrestlers in the game, a couple weeks away from their big world title match on Long Island.
Swerve?
Swerve Strickland, yes.
And Ospreay.
Will Ospreay, yeah.
And those are two big wrestlers.
Those are two guys that literally you put someone in front of the TV, say, watch this, and they'll be hooked.
Those are the guys.
Those are the guys.
Not my dude, Logan Paul.
Logan's up there, but these two are a different level.
How can they listen to your podcast?
Yes.
Good Karma Brands, our parent company, Good Karma Wrestling.
Good Karma Wrestling on YouTube, youtube.com/@GoodKarmaWrestling. Check us out every Thursday at 7.
I tapped in Thursday night briefly on Twitter.
Yeah, we're on Twitter, we're on YouTube, we're all over the place.
But there were people actually watching on YouTube.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Legitimate audience.
We try.
Go get it. Coming up when we return, we got what's on tap. More importantly, it is Hard Rock Bet, Stanley Cup Saturday. We got our Hard Rock Bet quick picks. Yeah. Last weekend, we were perfect. Tonight, we got Game 4 in the Stanley Cup Finals. Can we remain this hot? Can't do any hotter.
That's fair.
It's impossible to do better than everything right.
Very profitable show last week.
Will it continue? We will find out. Speaking of doing better, Andrologix, West Palm Beach, treating and beating low T for over 20 years. Listen, gentlemen and ladies, it's all they do. Improving the lives of thousands of men like me, just like you. This helps to build lean muscle. And also you're thinking, what about reducing body fat? Yup, while retaining lean muscle. Absolutely. Boosting your energy, improving libido, improving sleep, sharpening your cognitive function, restoring confidence and sense of well-being. Remember how you used to feel and perform and think and move back in your mid-20s? Well, that falls off in time because of testosterone. Their doctors on custom plans optimize testosterone. No two people are the same. So it's not a one-shop-fits-all kind of a fit deal. Replacement therapy is customized to you because everybody's different like a fingerprint. The replacement therapies can be shipped right to your door. Gentlemen, let's get back in the game. Get off the bench, get back in the game. From the boardroom to the bedroom, we're talking improving your performance in every aspect of your life. And also the willingness and wantingness to perform in the bedroom. The reality is you see commercials on TV for that supplement, send away, free bottle. There's no miracle pill. That's the bad news. Miracle pill doesn't exist. If it did, a multi-billion dollar industry of testosterone replacement wouldn't be necessary. Now, would it? It wouldn't exist. Don't wait anymore. Don't wait any longer. You've thought about it. You've looked into it. You've Googled it. Because a month from now, you'll wish you started today. It's as simple. Go online. The letters TRT is in testosterone replacement therapy. TRT.today. It's not .com. It's not .net. It's not .org. It's TRT.today. Andrologics. Treating and beating low T for over 20 years. People, this is not promise. This is science. This is not promise. This is proof. Again, TRT.today. I've never known anyone get the results for men in their 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s that I have from Andrologics in West Palm Beach. TRT.today. We're back in moments. Some free money plays. Saturday Tailgate with JC on ESPN 106.3.
Broadcasting live from the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios, this is Saturday Tailgate with Josh Cohen on ESPN 106.3. Listen live worldwide on the ESPN app and on your smart speaker by saying play ESPN West Palm. Here's Josh Cohen.
The college marching band gets me excited for the fall.
We're almost excited
for football. But it caught me off guard because we've had produced studio music. But this is what a Saturday tailgate is about. This is what a pregame is about. Wait till football season. Cannot wait. It is time for our Hard Rock Bet Quick Picks on a Stanley Cup Saturday. Have y'all heard Hard Rock Bet? Legal in Florida. Of course you have. It's the only legal place to bet on sports. Only way you can do it. So easy. Download the app. Go to Hard Rock Bet. Go to the App Store, Google Play Store, whatever you got. You can bet not just on who wins the game, the total goals like tonight in hockey, but also even things like player stats like shots,
yep,
let alone assists, let alone goals, total points. They put together parlays for you. It is so simple. It is so great to have. And by the way, if your first bet doesn't win, you're going to get up to $100 back to try again. It's a no-risk first bet with Hard Rock Bet. How this works is whatever your bet is, up to $100, if it doesn't win, say you bet $50 and it doesn't win on your first bet, they're going to give you another bet back $50 to try again. If it's $100, it'll be a $100 free play again. If it's $200, it'll be $100. Like we said, up to $100. That's how that works. Hard Rock Bet. Everything that you'd want to bet. Live, in advance, futures, parlays. So fun. And just do like I'm trying to do. Just make a little chicken wing money. Offered by the Seminole Tribe of Florida. Must be 21 plus and physically present in Florida to wager. Terms and conditions apply. Concerned about gambling? Call 1-888-ADMIT-IT. That's 888-ADMIT-IT. All right, Brian, let's get at it. Stanley Cup Finals, Game 4 tonight. I'm going to go ahead and just ask you. Are you playing a side? Yes or no?
Yes.
We got Edmonton at last check. A slight favorite, the last I saw. We've got total goals, potentially, at 5.5. What are you playing? Edmonton minus 120, Florida Panthers plus 100.
We're going to do another parlay.
Here we go.
Last week was plus 800. This week, plus 650. And on the Hard Rock Bet app, Matthew Tkachuk to score.
All right.
So over half a goal.
Goal.
Yep.
All right.
Score a goal.
All right.
Bobrovsky, he's going to be MVP. Over 25.5 saves.
That's counting on a lot of shot opportunities.
Which I think the Oilers are going to flood the net, just try and find a way to beat him.
Throw pucks in front of the net. Okay.
And then the third leg, get the brooms out. Panthers sweep. Panthers on the money line.
Wow. If you bet $50 on that, you said you're getting 6.5 back?
Yeah.
All right, let's bet $100 on that. So that's going to be 100 return 750.
That sounds like good chicken wing money.
$100. That's a lot of chicken wings.
Yeah.
That's a lot of flats.
It is.
I'm going to give you these. Worked last week.
Uh-huh.
Edmonton, over 2.5 goals.
Okay.
All right. Also, this one you're going to have to play after 8 p.m.
Okay.
Because you can't do it in advance until it goes live. Edmonton, first period goal, yes. By the way, Oilers' total goals is minus 150. So it's 150 to make 100 there. It'll probably be about 150 to 170 for the first period goal. You're going to bang that as well. And that's it.
Okay, that's it.
But if there is a two-goal lead or three-goal lead in heading into the third period, the team winning, yes, to score a goal, if it is the Panthers.
Okay.
But if Edmonton is up three heading in the third period, we are not buying them.
All right.
To score another.
That would have hurt so much if you had the Panthers doing that in game three, the way they just missed that empty net. Oh, that was true.
It hit the post and bounced out.
That empty net, it went like through the crease and somehow missed the net.
When we go off the air, I'm going to tell you more about that. I don't want these people to know my pain. Hard Rock Bet. Legal in Florida. Download it now. App Store. Google Play Store. HardRock.bet. Time to get you as we're inside the two-minute warning. What's on tap? And that's being presented by Anna Jean and the Levine Accident Attorneys. 1-800-747-FREE. 800-747-3733. Car accident, truck accident, slip and fall, trip and fall. Call Anna Jean and the Levine Accident Attorneys. They will fight for you. They do not get paid unless you get paid. They will fight to get you the maximum compensation that you know you deserve. And you'll always talk about your case with an actual attorney. Anna Jean and the Levine Accident Attorneys. Take back control of your life. It is U.S. Open moving day in golf. As you know, 4:05, Marlins and Nats. 7:30 tonight. Philadelphia at Inter-Miami. Inter-Miami plus 270 on the money line to win that game in regulation. 8 o'clock, game 4 at Edmonton. Oilers minus 120. Tomorrow at noon, Sky at the Fever. Once again, Sky at Fever. A little drama.
Yeah.
By the way, to get in price Friday afternoon, for two people, including fees, StubHub, $162.
Okay.
$81 a head.
Yeah.
All right. Remember, hit subscribe on YouTube now for Questionable Call. My new show Monday, Wednesday, Friday. This show available as a podcast, so go hit subscribe wherever you do listen to podcasts, and you can listen back whenever you want, however you want. Kids, remember, while every day above ground is a good day, Saturday's still for the boys. Have a great week. We'll see you Saturday.